Renee has come back to the studio, and you're going to be listening to this only a few days after her episode came out, but it's actually weeks later. You stayed in Vancouver, and you're still here from Montreal.
Yes.
And we're happy to have you back. So we thought that we would play some music after she came to do the episode, but then our time ran a bit short. We had some other stuff to do. So it's a pleasure to get her back in the studio to record some songs. So Renee and I jammed on some Joanna Newsom tunes because that's what we were talking about.
Yes, it was quite fun.
And we realized that, well, we knew, but we really didn't know until we broke it down that Joanna Newsom is a maniac.
She doesn't sound like a maniac when you just listen to her for the first time, I think. But
it's the songs sound very simple, and even the chords look very simple when you look them up. And then you're like, how many words does this woman pack into a whole thing? And so we're like, okay, we're going to arm ourselves with the tabs and the guitars and a whole bunch of wine. And so I went to the liquor store first to get a bottle of wine. And I was like, I'll get the cheapest bottle of wine that's here. And it's the most beautiful, like, Chilean wine, whatever. It was cheap. And then Renee went to the liquor store, the same one. She was like, I noticed that the cheapest bottle of wine had one missing.
I thought maybe it was Chris. So then I came in waving around my cheap bottle of wine, and
I was like, I got the same one. Yeah. It's like we were of one mind.
We were of one mind.
And because we were playing a Joanna Newsom song that references a garden party, we thought, we would have a garden party. Something,
it's
something.
It's on me.
You
with my $7 bottle of wine.
So, this is, we're gonna start with 81 by Joanna Newsom, and mm-hmm. I think it's referencing some kind of Confederate war or something, but also the Garden of Eden and also, like, a shit ton of other
King
poetry.
George and dragons and shit.
Right, so yes. It's probably multiple 81s.
Yes, probably. Because it's her, so she would have layers of meaning in the one number. Mm-hmm.
And we tried to recreate a harp song on guitar and cello, so I hope that you like it.
I found a little plot of land in the Garden of Eden. It was dirt and dirt is all same. I tilled it with my two hands and I called it my very own. There was no one to dispute my claim.
Well, you'd be shocked at the state of things. The whole place had just cleared right out.
So that was our version of 81 by Joanna Newsom. And now we're going to play Clam Crab Cockle Cowrie. And that's from Joanna Newsom's first album. And I had such an amazing just journey with that record, which sounds very cheesy to say. But how about you, Renee? Did you listen to that album a lot?
I sort of discovered Yee's the second album first, and then started exploring her other music, and I just really, I fell in love with the lyrics of that song, and then also at the same time realized that it was something that could sound good on guitar as well, so I sort of just practiced it a lot, and I haven't played guitar in a couple of years, actually, really, so this is my first practice time in a long time, so it was fun to...
So we spent a lovely afternoon playing these songs together, and this is the song that we both love to play. It's kind of a gospel hymn, you know, in its own way, and it references the Lord a lot, and that's okay. It's very beautiful, and it connects me to a lot of good stuff. And
ocean, there's always ocean references in her songs, which I connect to.
It's very appropriate for our podcast.
Yes.
So this is Clam Crab Cockle Cowrie by Joanna Newsom.
That means no, where I come from, I am cold out waiting for the day to come. I chew my lips, so when I scratch my nose, feels so good to be. Just
plugs before we end this little bonus episode of the Sea Hags podcast. We'll see you again next Tuesday with something very interesting and fun, right? As we do. Renee's writing can be found
on elephantjournal.com. And there's many amazing writers and my own writing, and all of my colleagues are great and the whole community is wonderful. So check it out.
Mm-hmm. And again, the Sea Hags, we can be reached on Twitter at Sea Hags Pod. Our website is www.seahags.net. Get it? .net, because it's the ocean, and not just because that was the domain name available, but it was a legit planned pun. And if you want to email us, if you want to request a song, because we've started doing these bonus episodes of playing music, do you want to request us to play something? Email us at the Sea Hag mailbag, seahagspodcast@gmail.com, I think. So, yeah, talk to you next Tuesday.
Yay! Bye! Bye.